Welcome to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Prophet Christy Eldridge, and the Lord has a good word for you today. So hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint my voice to prophesy. I pray for a prophetic flow and prophetic accuracy. I pray for clarity in hearing your voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over every person that comes to listen to this podcast. I plead the blood of Jesus over you and your families, over myself, my family, and over this podcast and this ministry in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just need you. We prophesy by grace and grace alone. And I can do nothing without you, Lord, so I'm asking for you to speak through me, anoint me, to be your mouthpiece today. I'm asking for a word-for-word translation, a word-for-word, Rhema word translation. Hallelujah. He speaks. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. He says, my underground church is rising in America. The Holy Spirit says, did you know that there is an underground church in America? There's a network, an intricate network designed by me, says the Lord. Those that are sold out for me, that don't require a stage, they are hidden in obscure places. Obscure places and spaces. No one knows their name. No one sees their toiling. No one sees the labor. No one sees the pain. They are my intercessors. The Holy Spirit says, tunnels, tunnels, tunnels. They're digging tunnels. Tunnels of love, underground. They're setting the stage. They're paving the way for the next generation. They're putting in the work. He says, without their prayers and intercession, my will would not come to pass. They are pulling many out of deep darkness because of their obedience. I heard him say that I've singled them out. He says, listen, I have this impression. He's saying, like, I'm not talking about a group. I'm not talking about a group, groups of intercessors, while they are important, so important. I'm hearing that he's singled them out. These ones that he's talking about, they are independent. He says they're independent contractors for the Lord. Hallelujah. And so they have signed on the dotted line. They require no payment. They require no fame. They require nothing except my grace. And he says, they have earned my respect. They're scattered. Closets, hallways, vehicles, back stock rooms of a Walmart, a Dollar General, employees, a plumber. Servants of the Lord. He says they call out with cries of love for me, with a weeping. He says, I placed my burden of prayer upon them, and they have answered the call. He says, I'm calling them up higher, these ones. They are coming out of hiding. They are surfacing. They are surfacing. Like a submarine, they're coming up to the surface. He says, Periscope. They look. They recognize one another by the Spirit. He says, like, no words need to be spoken, but they recognize one another by the Spirit. He says, these are my prophets. No name. They have earned the right to speak for me. And I'm sending them. They are surfacing. I just heard surface to air missiles. They're being launched. They have their sights set to a specific target. Their prayers are targeted. The intercession is targeted. They are deployed. It's a tour of duty. They are my warriors of prayer. In intercession, and they are gathering the troops. They are sounding the alarm. Hallelujah. They are ringing the bell. They are sounding the alarm. The rooster is crowing. He says it's a call to prayer. It's a call to prayer. The call of the wild. It's the call of the wild. The wild wolves are howling in this hour. The wild wolves are howling. The night hours. The night owls, he says. Ishaha ke mia samoto kai. Ishaha kotokona nidigishtehi. Divine strategies. I'm downloading divine strategies to these ones. They walk in unison, though separate. They walk in unison by my spirit, though they are separate. And they're calling the others. They will speak. They will prophesy. They will step out in faith. They will put the authority to the test. Generals, generals in my army, they are rising, coming up out of the cracks, coming up out of the crevices. I just hear him saying they are ants no longer. I just feel like the Lord is talking about these ones. They have been like ants working underground, faithful, 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 small, yet powerful. He says, I'm raising these ones. These are my prophets. And they belong to no one but me. Their loyalty is to me alone, says the Lord. The underground church is rising. The underground church is rising. The underground church is rising.